You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This EPN broadcast is brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions, and by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source, and by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry. Up next is Social Media Success Radio with your host, Nancy Perez.
Find somebody who has what you want and do what they do.
Get your Twitter on your smartphone, assuming that you do use a cell phone such as a BlackBerry or an iPhone, and then update us maybe what brand of cigar you're smoking and where you put out your cigar. You could start a big memorabilia.
Okay. I'll see. If I ever get that desperate where I want to let you know all those things, I will, Eric.
If you want to be rich, look at what everybody else is doing and do the exact opposite.
Didn't he sound like...
Currently experiencing some fall winter
hand zones. We are. It's a good fall. It's not like a next door.
If you'll see the fashion, the fasten seatbelt, make sure your tray's in upright.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N. Do that after the drilling stops. This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Are you in the home business or direct sales industry and not sure where to turn for advertising? Look no longer. Our very own EPN Lead Store provides you with the freshest, most qualified prospects available in the home business direct sales industry. All the products at EPN Lead Store are delivered live and guaranteed. Never pay for a bad lead again. Expose your business to hot qualified prospects and watch your business grow with advertising from the EPN Lead Store at epnleadstore.com.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
And now it's time for Social Media Success Radio and your host, Nancy Perez.
Welcome to Social Media Success Radio, right here on the ePodcast Network. My name is Nancy Perez, and I will be your host. Join me each show, and we will go over different strategies and success stories on how people just like you and me are using social media to successfully build their businesses online. As a social media business coach, I'm always asked, what does it take to be successful in social media? Well, it starts with building meaningful relationships and business connections, but it develops into utilizing different strategies and tools to successfully convert those connections into customers or clients. In my mastermind program called Connections to Conversions, which I also call the 5 C's of successful social media marketing, I go into these in detail. It's a 5-step social media success blueprint. The first C, connect, is about building rewarding, sustainable, and profitable connections. Today, we will explore 7 ways to make better connections in social media. To connect with other people online is easy, but how you mold it and build it into relationships makes the difference between an online acquaintance and a real business prospect. But social media is about business and casual relationships, not just customers. Relationships first and business second. It's no longer a question of if you need to be involved in social media. It's now more important to focus on ways of optimizing your entire web presence. To begin, let's start with knowing where your target audience hangs out online. Choosing social networks. Less is best, and you should limit your social activities to no more than 5 social networks in order to get the best return on your time. In order to help you choose the best place to socialize, consider the different objectives for each type of social network. First, you have the social network giants. Facebook is by far the biggest, with 400 million people, and although the tag of social network for Twitter is not clearly defined, it is very much a place to network, communicate, and engage. The objective of Facebook is to connect you with old friends, new friends, family, and potential business prospects. Because of the various tools, digital media, and applications, it is by far the best place to initiate connections, engage, and build professional networks. Twitter is connecting people who share their thoughts, opinions, and interests through short text messages, outbound links, and useful resources. Thus, it is useful in evoking responses, reactions, and conversations. Twitter is an excellent broadcast, communication, and marketing tool. I love Twitter. Next, we have the business networking sites, which help to connect people who belong to the same industry, profession, or business. The preferred business networking site is LinkedIn. Invest time in detailing your work experience, joining interest groups, and connecting with people who could benefit from your skills and expertise. Third, we have the niche networking sites that offer a smaller and more controlled and quality networking experience for those that target a very specific audience. But do some research before you spend time building your profile and contact base there. Observe the level of interaction and the quality of the conversations and contents that's shared there. Choose older, established communities. Ning.com is an excellent site with many networks by interest to choose from. Setting up great social profiles. Before you begin making social connections, take some time to make your profile page informative, professional, and friendly. It's not necessary to create a profile on every social network or social media site. That's just too time-consuming, and you don't have time to keep up with it all. But create a sizzling bio on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Start with a detailed description of what you do and who you are. Your social profiles should give a great first impression. It's the first thing people see when they decide to say hello or accept your friend request. Your profile should have a professional-looking and smiling headshot. Please, no logos. We are people, not businesses, first. When establishing a brand presence in social media, I highly suggest that your look and message remain consistent in all the social networks you engage in. Create a Facebook fan page that looks like your Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube profile. Your personal profile on Facebook should be a bit more casual, friendly, and fun. When writing a description in the info section on your profiles, choose keywords that are relevant to your industry or target market because they are used and revealed in searches. Now let's talk about target marketing, which is very, very important. To be successful in social media, it's important to set your marketing goals and identify your prospective customers. If you don't have a clear vision of what you're trying to achieve and who you're trying to attract, your marketing efforts and time will be wasted. So before determining your ideal audience, spend some time thinking about some of the reasons why you want to use social media for marketing. The most common reasons are branding, driving traffic to a site, visibility, perceived authority or expertise, awareness, promotions, and selling a product or service. The beauty of social media is that when you develop a smart marketing strategy, you will work towards achieving those goals and benefit from them simultaneously. So, who's your target market? Consider these questions to ask yourself. Who would be most interested in the information, products, and services that I can deliver? Put a face to your audience by setting demographics. 2, what type of characteristics do these people share? What's the common theme in what they lack, want, or need? Be there to provide that solution. What's the best way to communicate and engage this audience? Some prefer email, text, or status messaging. Contact them the way they prefer, not the way you prefer. What social media tools do they use most frequently? Check out the systems and third-party applications that are most popular and use them to connect. What type of content delivery do they prefer? Do they read blogs, download ebooks, listen to podcasts, or view videos more often? Which people have already cultivated and carved out a niche market that is similar to mine? Now, this is important because these people have already spent time marketing to your target audience and have the influence to promote your links, products, and make you more visible in the eyes of the people you want to reach. When you have your target market clearly defined, you will know which social media channels to frequent, the best tools to use, the content they seek, and the marketing messages you need to provide. Target marketing is crucial to your success in social media. If you don't know who you are selling to and why, then why on earth should they buy? Okay, so now that you know who your ideal audience should be, how do you find them? Well, here are some tips that work well for Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Follow and friend the influencers of your industry. Send them a nice message along with the friend request, and then proceed to thank them by being genuinely interested in their status updates. You will get their attention and that of their community as well. Here's the best way to find the gurus if you can't figure out who they are on the networks. Do a search on Google using your industry keyword. Take note of whose blog or social profile shows up. Then find them on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and let the connecting begin. Do a people search. On Facebook, type in a keyword, and it will give you results of people, posts, groups, and fan pages who use that word in their description. They want to be found just as much as you do, so go connect. On Twitter, use Twello.com, which is a directory of tweeters by keywords or tags. You can also use keyword phrases on gotwitter.com, which is spelled G-O-T-W-I-T-R.com. It's a free service that matches you with targeted tweeters and has good automation tools. Also, listorius.com, which lists the top people and lists to follow on Twitter by subject. I'll spell that out for you. It's listorius.com. Next, you can follow friends of friends or followers of people you follow. Check out who your friends are friends with, but more importantly, who are they engaging with the most and why? They are probably in your target market. Next, you can create lists. Group your friends, family, business connections, people by location, professions, etc. This is especially useful on Facebook and Twitter, making it easier to browse status updates and tailor marketing messages for different types of connections and also for finding people quickly. Here are some additional suggestions. Create a list on Facebook and Twitter of the power players in your industry. Make it your default news feed and look out for their updates. They usually have the best stuff, so forward their links and redistribute their content, giving them full credit, of course. But you also need to engage them as well, or you will just look like you're mooching off their material, and that's a no-no. As daily maintenance, go back to the profiles of people you've added, find out what they do, and put them in lists so you can reference and recommend them when you need to. Joining groups. Search for the ones that are more than likely to have the ear of your target audience. Join the discussion, provide useful feedback, and add members. But focus your group participation on LinkedIn. In my opinion, Facebook groups have lost some of their effectiveness and are not the best use of your time. Or you can create a group, but you must integrate this strategy into your overall marketing plan. This takes time and effort, so decide beforehand if you can part with both. Next, you can find people where you live. Marketing to people in your local area should be another part of your marketing strategy, whether your business is local or not. Social connectivity online is great, but don't forget the power of real-life face-to-face engagement. Sometimes the best deals are simply made over coffee, dinner, or drinks. Find local people on Twitter by using Twellohood or Twitter Local and invite them or meet up at local events. Meetup.com is great as well. When your online marketing starts to stagnate, get out there, mix and mingle, and watch your business explode. Now, another important task in identifying your target market is keyword and market research. When you can pinpoint the most searched for phrases and keywords, you can use them in your marketing messages, profiles, blog posts, and of course, website search engine optimization. This is important because a lot of social activity is indexed by Google, such as Facebook fan pages and tweets. Use a free service like Keyword Discovery or the Google Keyword Tool. Using short competitive keywords is important, but long-tail keyword phrases will drive more quality traffic and interested buyers. Long-tail basically means phrases with 2 to 5 words in them. Now let's talk about niche marketing. How is this different from marketing to your target market, in case you're wondering? Well, defining your target market is easier when you have a clear focus on what area and expertise you want to specialize in. The more you narrow down your options, the more you can fine-tune your marketing messages, your branding, promotions, and content. Let's use an example. If you're a health and fitness coach, you can provide diet, nutrition, and workout tips for women with post-baby weight. This is excellent for word of mouth and referrals, because if you help a woman get back her pre-baby body quickly, guess what happens when her pregnant friend says, "Wow, girl, you look fabulous. How did you lose all that weight so fast?" Yep, more business for you. Now you can advertise or join communities of expectant mothers. With this approach, you don't have to focus all of your marketing and content entirely for this niche, but it does give you a totally new and very specific target audience to capture and engage. Become a solution provider in your niche and create products around problems. It starts with listening. Listening and looking. Looking at what people need, what they're asking for, and then creating solutions to their problems. So here are some compelling reasons for finding a niche. Well, one of them is that you can't successfully launch a new product or a marketing campaign because your information is just too generic and it won't speak to the people who need to hear it the most. Your content also has less of an impact because you're expecting all eyeballs to land on your pages, and most people have been blinded by too much information and can only see what they need to see. When you know too much of everything, you don't know enough about one thing. Remember that. Networking becomes less effective because you're not connecting with the right people. In niche marketing, the quality of the engagement is even more important than the content or service you can provide. And lastly, you can't sell. Why? Because people are not exactly sure of what they would be buying. By the same token, people cannot become your clients or refer you to their friends if they don't know exactly and quite specifically what it is that you can do for them. Does that make sense? Hope it does. Now, let's talk about defining your mission. What is your social contribution and how do you build your social equity? Okay, I'm a big believer in designing your life around your contribution to others. When you do, you will find that people flock to you like magnets. In business and in life, it helps to have a well-defined reason for why you do what you do. In essence, your mission and subsequent mission and vision statement is your ultimate goal. It states what you want to achieve, be, and do. It's the all-important why. Why am I in this business? Why do I want to connect with these people? Why do I want to help them? And why should they even care? Defining and writing down your mission is an important task in your overall business strategy and plan. There are many benefits derived from it. For example, when your intentions are well placed, people will know it, but more importantly, you know it. And this is vital because your marketing feels less like selling and more about providing solutions and just being a friend. It also helps to convey your message and works as an excellent branding tool. And it gives you courage and confidence. People less often abandon and quit a business they believe in. Now, the best mission statements are short and to the point. You should be able to sum up your mission in one brief statement. It's your elevator speech, minus a few floors. Allow me to share mine. I will use social media to educate, empower, and inspire entrepreneurs to grow their businesses and make money online. See? It's simple. This has been my mission since day one, and it's also the source of my success in social media because it provides me with the fuel and inspiration for my business and marketing objectives. When you mix in passion with your mission and apply strategic, consistent action, you get success. This is true in social media, in business, and in life. Now let's talk about attraction marketing. Attraction marketing is about creating a brand for yourself, which is also called branding. You are the business spokesperson and the hot commodity. People are not attracted to your products, they are attracted to you. If you maintain a positive image of yourself, people will seek you out. People think attraction marketing is just about funnel systems, opt-in forms, autoresponders, and upselling. But attraction marketing is also a philosophy. Let's explore some attraction marketing philosophies and how you can use them to attract quality connections. When you're providing valuable, hard-to-find content and seeking new ways to consistently and creatively help others, you will gain their trust. And when they like you and respect you, they will buy from you. People love systems, tools, and time-saving techniques. And when you can create or share that, you will have followers eagerly anticipating your next great find. But it shouldn't be junk. Test it out before you recommend it. By positioning yourself and earning the title of expert and providing quality training, awesome products, and support, you give people the skills and confidence they seek, and they will continue to seek you out. But attraction marketing requires a certain level of transparency and authenticity, also called authentic marketing. So let's talk about that now. Authentic marketing is about letting your passions, creativity, and uniqueness shine through. Let your personality be visible. People connect better with people who are genuine and show genuine emotions. The best engagements through social media is often about family, pets, photos, videos, and just personal life in general. People connect with someone who has a story, someone who's made mistakes, learned from them, and is willing to talk about it. Share your life, share your world, and they will invite you into theirs. Connectivity. Understanding the need for human connectivity is a great insight into the psychology of today's social media and social networking consumer. Treat people how you want to be treated. We've all heard that before, right? But have you ever considered it when you think about marketing? People want and desire to feel connected to a person, a brand, and even a company. And they thrive off the communication and attention that comes as a result from both sides wanting to participate in the engagement. People want to feel good. And when you make them feel great, they will do business with you. The social web has dramatically transformed the way we connect with other people. Social media and social networking is about humanization, engagement, and feeling connected. We have instant access to information and people. And it's not so much about who you know anymore, because we now have the ability to know anyone. Social connectivity is truly empowering. So, now that we've gone through the 7 ways to properly connect online, let's sum it up. Connecting in social media begins with being in the right place, with the right people, having great social profiles, finding your ideal client, knowing your niche and mission, being yourself, and the willingness to serve others. Now it is time to communicate our message, have meaningful conversations, and engage the world. How do we do this effectively? Well, that's our next important C, the second building block in successful social media marketing called communication, and we will cover that in our next show. Until then, peace, love, and success. Let's connect. I would love to hear from you. Follow me, and I'll follow you on Twitter at Nancy Perez and on Facebook.com/Nancy Perez Fan.
Is your business website neglected, stagnant, and outdated? Give your brand the attention it deserves with a fresh, new, modern approach to your web presence, one that creates a fully dynamic, interactive experience for your website visitors. Introducing Social Web Fusion by Virtually Ready, fusing your brand seamlessly with a flexible content-based website and professional social web presence. Visit virtuallyready.com and extend your reach today. This EPN broadcast was brought to you by Virtually Ready, where you can extend your reach with web presence solutions. And by Avalon Design Unlimited, your straight-to-the-point design source. And by the EPN Lead Store, providing you with the freshest, most qualified leads in the home business and direct sales industry.
The ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.